Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's PBD, joined by my good friend Dan Rourke. Dan, how are you? It's been a while.
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, I was going to say first, it's been, I believe, a couple of weeks since I've last been here. So obviously pumped to be back. Good to see you again. As for being a Yankee fan, I'm kind of in like a state of limbo, dude. Very weird, like, wait for what's to come. And I'm not sure what's to come, so...
Yeah, deadline, we're a little over 24 hours away, 6 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah, Alec in the chat brings up a good point. They're going to take 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and it's going to be so confusing. And that's kind of the script I've got for this series, so yuck.
Well, yeah, I mean, the optimistic way I was looking at going into this big 10-game stretch, I say you could argue that the Rays are the worst of, right now at least, the Orioles, Rays, and Astros.
They're under 500, I believe, since the start of June.
Maybe, yeah, baseball's weird. I agree. Maybe the series you come out, dude, forget 2 out of 3. Make a statement and sweep.
Whew.
But what's interesting, the Yankees, you know, if they're deciding on whether it was this past series against the Orioles or whatever, like, they're making a decision, sell or buy. You have tonight's game to do that. So it's not like they really have time to win them over in terms of what they want to do. So it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting.
This team does. Interesting. As for what they do today, lineup they're throwing out there, Gleyber Torres leads off and bats second. Aaron Judge bats second and is the DH. Anthony Rizzo bats third, plays first. Giancarlo Stanton is in right field batting fourth. DJ LeMahieu back in there batting fifth, playing third. Jake Bowers is in left field. He bats sixth. Bader's in center field batting seventh. Volpe is the shortstop. He bats eighth. Ben Rortvedt is the catcher. He bats ninth, and he is paired up with Johnny Brito. A surprise because Domingo Herman scratched with some sort of armpit issue. Just tough, but I don't know. Not that Brito's been anything special, and we've seen him the last several times out, but Domingo. It's all kind of the same.
I like that it's weird. It's out of nowhere. Kind of switches things up. Like, sure, give me something different. Something I wasn't expecting. And I'll pull up the numbers to be exact. But Brito, after that slight adjustment he made, slipping my mind.
I think he was good the last time we saw him, right?
Yeah, I remember that he was looking really good, like something switched. Like, I forget what the adjustment was, but so maybe it comes down and he balls out. I know we'll talk about it in the pitching path to victory. I'm not against Brito starting tonight. I'm really not.
Yeah, Brito's, that's all fine. Yeah, the last two times we've seen him, which is June 21st and 27th, so it's been a month. He went 5.2 shut versus Seattle, 2 hits. And he went 5.22 earned at Oakland. Is that the day after? As the game they lost to Oakland. Great.
Game one.
So I don't like that part, but that's not Brito's fault. My one sort of issue with the lineup, I teased it to you before we got going. So what, Bowers just doesn't lead off against righties anymore? Like, not that my favorite thing in the world is that we lead off Bowers, but he's kind of the only guy that really did anything yesterday. And righty on the bump, a tough one at that. I'd have gotten him lead off because that's what they've been.
It's very weird, their philosophy of just how they do things and what leads to their decisions. Even just not that they have much of a choice, it's kind of a similar deal. But like Rizzo in the 3 spot, you know, he's batting fourth for a couple of games. as the worst game of his career, and then he goes up to third. Not saying you drop him in the order per se, because who do you really put ahead of him? But
yeah, they haven't dropped him below fourth yet, so there's no reason to think it would happen. But
it's just funny, like there's never really much like rhyme or reason. You can't really predict what the Yankees are ever going to do with their lineup, and
you know
this is kind of one of them. Although it's nice
figured
to see
it out.
Of course, nice to see Judge back in there. DJ's back in the lineup as
good
well.
Good to see Judge and DJ back. Yeah, sitting DJ yesterday, underrated, frustrating part of the game because he's been
very much.
He's been good in the second half so far. Not a huge sample, but we're up to he started a dozen games, I think.
Yeah, and dude, just last 15 games, DJ 314 average, 426 OBP.
Yeah, hey.
So he's kind of getting up there. I'll tell you this, Biebs. Like
I figured out the Bowers thing. The Yankees have. When they have three lefties in the lineup, they have the set spots for them, and it's 147, 369, which is what they did tonight, and 258. So if they did Bowers 1, Rizzo 4, then they would have had to do Rortvedt 7. And they won't do that because they're stupid fucking.
Yeah, so you're saying they always want to like they don't want to ever have three righties in a row.
They have they have their lefties perfectly spread out when they have three lefties, and that is really annoying. Anyway, I interrupted you.
No, I was just gonna touch on when the lineup came out yesterday. It was a total kill of my energy, man. Because I was riding high after Saturday. I was like, yes, man, this is what enjoying baseball is supposed to feel like. I was rewatching those clips of the Saturday's game, like nonstop through Sunday morning. Lineup drops, no Judge, no DJ, which in a way I get Judge. We won't get into the whole thing, I know, but
yeah. No,
that was frustrating. But
you knew it was coming, which was the worst part. And there's just, I felt like Walter White in the car, just screaming, but you can't really do anything about it. That meme's hot.
It just zapped all the energy right out of me. I was like, oh.
It's like
good energy gone is what happened. And then Sevy fucking imploding didn't help either.
Yeah. Honestly made them look smarter for calling the shot on that being a game to sit Judge. It would have been one thing if, like, okay, they're going to sit him this last Orioles game, but he's going to play every Rays and Astros game. They're not going to do it, and it's very frustrating. I don't believe in them to do it. Because Boone also said they were going to have him play 9 or 10 of the first 12 games or whatever back. That's not going to be all of the games in these two series. So you're going to sit him in each of those two? Like, I'm out on all of that right now.
Especially, it wasn't a day game after a night game. It wasn't a day game after a night game. Sunday night baseball. And he comes out after 6.5 innings the game before, so...
Yeah, and I get it. He had a big injury. Like, if we need to DH him 2 out of 3 days, I'm okay with that. Even if that means it'd be crazy if that means we have some days where we get just no Stanton because of Judge having to DH more. But I would make that trade, not like Stanton, who's been better of late. But I would pick Judge DHing and Stanton being out over Judge out. Stanton being able to DH.
Yeah, and part of me wonders, honestly, what the big part of the risk is. Because, okay, if you don't play Judge right now or don't play as much as possible, you risk losing this season. If you do play him and, let's say, push him on that injury, what exactly are you risking? Are you risking him, okay, getting back on the IL this year and he's just done for the season, then you're really screwed? Doesn't really matter. You're screwed either way, because if you don't play him enough, you're not going to get to the playoffs. And with that said, I feel like if you do push Judge in this injury, let's say, and he does have a slight setback, I don't think it's a situation where his foot's falling off and he's not ready for 2024. I feel like no matter what, he's probably headed for some sort of surgery in the offseason. To me, I don't think you have to baby him as much. Like, I get he didn't have rehab. This is his rehab assignment. But at the same time, he was a pinch hit. He was able to pinch hit for one at bat. If he was DHing, you give him three more.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think it would have killed him. I don't think
still,
it would have
It's not like you actually are giving him the full night. Like, he did BP. He stretched. He had to, like, lock in. Yep. He still has to, like, be mentally locked into the game and when he might have his opportunity. I know they got kind of blown out early and it all sort of went away, but I mean, how they think that's going to be easier than just straight up like letting him DH for a day. If it is easier, yeah, it's so slightly. Like, just give him the DH day. If you need to DH him more, that's fine. I get it. He had a big injury. He can't run around as much. And if it's a wear and tear issue where we're at the risk of injuring him more, then you shouldn't have brought him back. Like, you should have waited until he's like 100%, 100%. And we know he's not 100. My understanding is the type of thing where he's not going to hurt it more, but I don't.
Yeah, a lot of it's movement based. Apparently the play, like where he feels most comfortable is hitting. It's like the, you know, the side-to-side shuffling they talked about, like the defense. And I understand the base running as well. But even that, if you can tell Judge, all right, dude, like when you're running, if you're like busting it out, like don't bust it out. Maybe go 60% when you're running the bases. Like don't turn every single into a double.
Yeah,
but there's also a good chance Judge runs into a homer. Quite good possibility. And in that case, he's doing a nice, light, casual job while DHing. In a way, thank God for like my mental state that Sevy did implode, because
if that was like, if that at any point felt winnable, and they just didn't use Judge.
And it still did, bro. It's like, I was saying this on my show.
They sort of snuck back into it a little bit.
If Sevy was just like competently bad yesterday, not like shit show complete implosion 9-run bad, if he were even just like 5 or 6 run of an implosion, we may have had a chance yesterday.
If he was like a 4 innings, 4 runs night or something, like just normal, like that's not good enough. Sevy, like, jeez, man,
times.
It's been, and obviously it's just like, it's bad times right now. Anyway, there's a lot up in the air. The Yankees are in the least secure of a playoff position they've been in 5 years. We don't know what the trade deadline's bringing in the next 26 hours. There's just a lot up in the air at the Yankees, so every frustration is multiplied. That's, you know, where we're coming from. But I mean,
yeah,
it was bad.
And like every trade target that we were looking at is pretty much off the board.
You like can't Bellinger. Be you can't be in on any rentals. I mean, the one that I thought that I was starting to really, really think would happen. I still think Carlson has a very good chance of happening. He just seems like the Yankees type, and it's a long-term investment move. Like I can talk myself into the long-term benefits of a move like that. I don't think I believe in it to help them get really anywhere this year, but this year they need DJ Stanton, Rizzo to start going. Everyone knows that. I thought they were going to get Carlson and have Hicks included in that. Jordan Hicks included in that trade as like a little bonus. I think the Yankees love Hicks too. And to have him go to a division rival, that's tough. That's a team. We know the Yankees hate them. Like, that's going
to
be tough.
Yeah. I honestly don't think there's really any move, honestly, like really to make in terms of buying.
That by itself, I think the most fixes anything. There isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think most extreme we might get will be actually on the selling end of things, which just isn't even all that crazy. Maybe Harrison Bader gets still. I don't see how, and not even if they wanted to, like there's no big move out there now that especially Bellinger's off the table to go out and get. There's nothing really for them to do at this point. I'm honestly very concerned that like we may like be standing pat kind of thing. I don't know if they'll do really anything of substance that'll like catch our attention and like, wow, this changes the direction of this season / the franchise going forward.
Yeah.
Unless they trade Glaber. Glaber would be that.
Glaber they can get a real return on.
Yeah. And that would be kind of sending a message like, okay, we are resetting in some regard. Bader wouldn't do that for me because that's a rental. That's whatever. And even a bullpen piece, that'd be fine. If you trade Glaber to me, that comes off like, okay, this team is selling. That would catch my attention. I don't think that's happening though.
Yeah. I don't know. Carlson. Yeah. He seems like their type. They like guys who are former top prospects who have shown some promise in the show, and he is a plus glove at all three outfield spots. Switch hits. I know he hasn't been great as a lefty, but hey, maybe the stadium helps him out a little bit. Maybe whatever. Sean Casey works some magic. Prove you're the guy. And he'd be a couple years left. So,
Yeah, I guess he's got a lot of control.
He seems like they're tight.
You have him for 26. left-handed bat, outfielder, only 24. So, yeah, I mean, damn. He is...
His numbers haven't been good in a bit, but he's been kind of just the Cardinals' extra guy. He hasn't been able to fully carve out a role for himself again.
In 2021, he was solid. 18 homers, 113 OPS plus.
Is that his rookie of the year third place finish here?
Wouldn't move me, I'll be honest.
No, for this year, he doesn't change anything. But the one thing it would change is, all right, you can play left field every day this year, and let's see, you hit lefty technically, so. And it's Bader insurance for the offseason, because I don't know where his contract ends up. I have no idea.
I don't know anymore either. But even so, it's like then I would look at more so, okay, Carlson, if he's our left field option going into next year, fine. But then you still would need a center fielder. I guess you have that problem regardless.
He would technically probably be the center fielder going into next year if you don't have Bader back.
Okay.
He's a plus glove. But I don't know. He's right now he's the one that's just like, if I'm picking one trade that I'm guessing will happen, it'd be that one. That's still like 20%.
I'll give one too. My one, it actually is going to be with the Mets. I think I wouldn't be shocked if they got Tommy Pham. Now too, that like the relationship is apparently fine. Like they would trade with each other. Not like a couple years ago where I guess we would have sent them to Herman for Jay or was it Jay Bruce who would have sent them to Herman for? I think like in 2018 or something. But I wouldn't be shocked if we got Tommy Pham, which wouldn't do much for me. It'd be nice, I guess. Like he can hit, but once again, that's nothing. There's no move out there that's going to save the team, so it's not.
Yeah, there's moves that will help, but the beginning, but you have to say every time this conversation comes up is like, whatever move they make has to be a good one. But Rizzo, Stanton, DJ all need to go, and they have not gone enough. Stanton showing signs of life. DJ's been very good in the second half. Let's keep that going. But Rizzo's been the single biggest problem for the Yankees. He was the only impact lefty coming into the year. And with the beginning of the year when they were...
All you guys, that episode of Talking Yanks was fire, by the way. Holy crap.
We got spicy. Got spicy.
Yeah, that was fire.
Should we path a victory?
Yeah, we should.
We're running behind.
Yeah. Trying times, that's all. I think it's worth
it. Trying times. A lot of topics hot in the street. Yanks, their bullpen's fully good to go. Clay didn't pitch at all in the Baltimore series, so we should be able to see him. Brito, I guess we can pencil him in for at least five. It's an important series. Let's say five. Go to the pen. See if Clay... use the good guys, man. Clay exactly. And King combined for three somehow. Wandy and Canely. Whatever.
Yeah, I was just taking a bit to get my RotoWire bullpen usage chart wasn't up yet, but... Yeah, if Brito can get you five, that'd be good. I actually...
And he's a chance to start a six.
My heart. I think he's going to do all right tonight. Get us through five in the game, hopefully with a lead. And then if that's the case, go all out. I mean, King's available. Canely's available. Peralta's available. Clay, obviously, as you said, is available. If you can get us through five, like, we might be golden. Just obviously a matter of if the lineup can score a couple of runs, which I think they will. I mean, Saturday was a fun-ass game. Good judging there. Maybe they'll click. You give – if Brito can get through five with the lead, we should be good tonight. So in the end, it all just comes on the offense, which is the same story.
They should. The Rays have not been the Rays for a little bit now. So please score runs. And I know Glasnow is tough, and I like him, but man, they need to score runs and like give the bullpen more easy games. Need it.
I would like to watch it in like a nice, relaxing baseball game tonight.
Yeah. How about that?
You know?
Saturday, I guess we kind of got one. But...
Dude, Saturday was like crack for me, BBD. It was amazing. Like, this is it. Stanton going deep, Judge going deep. That IKF at bat was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Besides, I mean, even that though, bro, they still screw us a little bit because you have like three runners getting thrown out at third on just idiotic, moronic plays.
Decisions.
But it'd be nice to just one, enjoy baseball, and two, to win a series, and that just comes down to the offense doing their job. So it's tough. In a way, it's tough, bro, to line out a pitching path way to victory because it's like it all falls on the offense being competent.
For the most part, you guys have all been doing your job.
Right, exactly. It's like I don't want to like put these expectations out there for you because like you guys have done nothing but for the most part live up to them, and it feels silly asking you to do the same thing when in the end it may not even matter because the offense doesn't come through.
Race to three. Need to score runs. Let's move on to the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I do think we'll see some home runs tonight, BBD.
I think we might too.
I do.
I think we might too. Dan, I think you have the first pick tonight, according to my sheet.
Very good. I will be taking the captain, Aaron Judge. He's going to hit his 21st homer of the year tonight. I believe it'll be in the first inning. Ooh. And yeah, it'll get us going. And then Johnny Brito is going to freaking deal. And we're going to win a damn baseball game to celebrate July 31st.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, was I screaming into the mic? Is that why you're doing that?
No, I said I'm just itchy.
Yeah, scratch going.
Yeah, it's an itchy summer, dude.
Isn't it an itchy summer? I've been so itchy, scratching all over the place.
Kind of an itchy summer. Got my first like attacked by bug bites Friday night, or by bugs with the bites.
Now I've been doing all right with the bugs. I haven't had to put on any spray. Oh, actually, scratch that.
Friday's the first time I got.
I don't know if my thing's zooming or not, but I was in McDonald's saying like four or five flies were swarming around me and I already had finished my dinner. They would not leave me alone. So I take that back. I haven't been dealing with bugs, but not the summer kind, not like mosquitoes, no mosquito bites so far.
Yeah.
Just in case you were curious.
This weekend, first time I got it, I've been finding the itch cream in my bathroom.
Baby oil. I used to use.
Awesome. I have found my pick. For the Homer draft, as I have two of them. One Yankee has homered off of Tyler Glass now, one current Yankee, and his name's Giancarlo Stanton. He's done it three times. Let's add a fourth. Why not?
I like that. Hey, yo, okay, if we're going good vibes tonight then. If Judge and Stanton both homering, that usually is good things in terms of the win column. So.
Oh, that'd be crazy. I'm not going to pick Rortfett. Jake Bowers.
That would be nuts.
Jake Bowers is my second pick. You have one final selection.
Okay, my selection will be, let's see, Yankees, Rays. Who's your second pick?
Bowers.
Damn it. Good pick. All right, you know what? I'll go with DJ. I'll go with DJ. He's been hitting the ball better lately. Has been walking a lot lately. Yeah. The power hasn't necessarily been there, although I think he did hit a homer like once in the last 15 games.
I'll take
DJ tonight. Opposite field, classic DJ thing with like an excited fist pump rounding first base. So I guess you could say it might be like a big home run late, possibly. Judging DJ today. Somebody just said in the chat, by the way, Andrew2769, Dan Hayes says Yankees interested in Sonny Gray. Is Dan Hayes an actual reporter or is that? Because I'd imagine that. Not that we have to get into that whole thing. That's caught my attention. That's very interesting.
I believe he is the Twins athletic guy.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I'd have to look into the article. I'll be honest, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like a match in the Twins are good, trying to be good.
Back to the programming. I'm sorry. Just call my attention.
No, it's worthwhile. Dan Hayes is a real one. Do we follow each other? I follow him. Anyway, okay. So I have Stanton and Bowers. You have Judge and DJ. That brings us to the over-under. And the line is, any guesses?
I'll guess.
Ooh, it moved.
Oh, right as you're watching it?
Yes. I had looked before to set up the sheet. That's what
I'm gonna
I never look before the show and then
I bet that probably means it went up. I'm going to say it's a even 8 tonight.
9.
9, okay. I'll be taking the under.
I think I'm on the over. Yanks hit homers tonight. Give us some hope.
I like that. I think the Yankees might score like
they have not earned take that like, from me.
Well, I think they'll score 4 runs tonight, and hopefully a winning effort. 4 runs compared to the Rays. Like Brito pitches well through 5. Yanks bullpen holds it down, maybe allows a run. I think we're looking at a 4-3 Yankees win tonight. Hell, make it 5-3. That's my
I would
prediction.
Certainly take it. I'll take any win they can get.
I'll take either.
Yankees have not earned me taking an over, but I went for it.
Yeah, I usually try to root overs these days, but this is the vibe I got under today. Playing it pretty safe, I guess you could say.
I think I do have my premonition.
Let me hear it.
I think Jake Bowers makes his once a month, like, very nice play in left field, like a diving catch in one of the bigger Averex moves of a while. And I've liked Bowers for the most part, but he is not a good defensive outfielder, and I think he'd be the first to tell you that. He's a first baseman by trade. But he's made a couple like really nice grabs. I think tonight we get one right when we're on the eve of the deadline to go get the left fielder. And then I get to spend tomorrow just being in fear that they believed in that catch.
That sounds fitting. No, that's very valid. I am a little lost on a premo, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Which shows I don't force them out of me. I really got to feel it.
Yeah.
And get it right.
Oh, don't want you to say it just to say it.
Right, like, what do I truly feel tonight? Like, what do I expect if I had to predict tonight the way it's going to go? I see myself sitting down. I really see Brito pitching well. I think, oh, man, I truly don't have a thing. Nothing. I'm empty, BBD. There's got to be something that I see. What do I see happening? I keep going back to some sort of a wild pitch. Some sort of a wild pitch doing something. I don't know, like, in terms of a Yankee run scoring or if Brito, even like somebody throws a ball into the stands. I think there'll be some sort of a pitcher error throwing a ball tonight that could prove to be crucial. Yes, not necessarily a wild pitch. Could be a ball, you get a wild pick off into the stands. Something of that ilk. That's my premonition tonight. That'll prove crucial on either end. It could be for the Yankees or it could be for the Rays.
Interesting. I hope it's crucial in that it benefits the Yankees because I root for them. But
I do too. I don't mind when they win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone, try your best to enjoy the game tonight. See if the Yankees allow you to. Buckle up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. Big day.
Yeah. I usually still enjoy like when I sit down like maybe 10 minutes in until they start hitting. I'm like in my normal baseball like mode of I'm enjoying myself watching a baseball game, and then reality usually sets in. And
once it starts going,
that's
bad.
Life. That's life. That's what all the people say. All right, y'all.
Love you all.
BBD, I love you.
I love you.
In the chat.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.